This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Haryana today. During his Rajasthan visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Rising Rajasthan Global Summit 2024 at Jaipur Exhibition and Convention Centre. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Rajasthan Global Business Expo organised at the summit. More than 5,000 business and trade representatives, diplomats and investors, delegates and other participants will attend the Grand Investment Summit. In the afternoon, the Prime Minister will launch the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana. The scheme is designed to empower women aged between 18 to 70 years who have passed matriculation. Former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his family have been granted asylum in Russia as rebel forces led by Abu Muhammad al-Jolani seized control of Damascus, effectively ending Assad's decade-long rule. The Kremlin confirmed Assad's arrival, marking the end of a regime that had maintained power through a brutal civil war with crucial support from both Moscow and Tehran. The collapse of Assad's government represents one of the most significant shifts in regional power dynamics in generations, eliminating a key foothold through which Russia and Iran projected influence across the Arab world. Meanwhile, Indian embassy continues to remain operational in Damascus, Syria. External Affairs Ministry sources said embassy is in touch with all Indian nationals and they are safe. Sources said embassy remains available to assist Indian nationals in Syria. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth guided missile frigate INS Sushil at Yantra Shipyard in Kaliningrad, Russia today. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, will also be present on the occasion. Defence Minister arrived in Moscow last night on a three-day visit to Russia. Mr. Singh and his Russian counterpart, Andrei Belousov, will co-chair the 21st meeting of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow tomorrow. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar presented India's comprehensive strategy for West Asia at the Manama Dialogue, emphasizing the region's critical importance to India's economic and strategic interests. Speaking at the concluding plenary session of the dialogue, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India conducts annual trade worth $170 to $180 billion with the Gulf Cooperation Council, Iran and Iraq, while trade with Mediterranean nations amounts to $80 to $90 billion. Dr. Jaishankar projected India's growth trajectory, stating that as a nearly $4 trillion economy expected to double this decade, India's engagement with the region will only deepen. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal proposed launching a startup bridge between Norway and India as the two countries discuss various ways to boost trade. Mr. Goyal expressed his commitment to addressing various concerns collectively with relevant ministries to further enhance bilateral trade and investment relations between the two nations. He was addressing the India-Norway Business Forum in Mumbai, organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry in collaboration with the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade. Indian deaf athletes delivered a stellar performance at the 2024 Asia-Pacific Deaf Games in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, finishing fifth on the medal tally with 55 medals, including 8 gold, 18 silver and 29 bronze. Athletics was the standout discipline, contributing 5 gold medals. India's impressive haul marks significant progress from their 5-medal tally in 2015. In hockey, India registered a crushing victory over Bangladesh in the Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman last night. India will face Malaysia today in the next group game, aiming to defend their title and secure direct qualification for next year's Junior World Cup in Santiago, Chile. And that is the end of this news bulletin.